Hello there, I'm Greg Callahan, author and deputy editor of Good Weekend magazine, published in the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age in Melbourne. We're about to release three new episodes of Bondi Badlands. Plenty has happened since the first season over 2 years ago. Two men have been sent to prison, one for the manslaughter of gifted mathematician Scott Johnson at the cliffs of Sydney's North Head in December 1988, another for the murder of Raymond Keem in Alison Park in Sydney's Randwick in January 1987.
It came as a shock to everyone in court when the man charged, Scott White, rose to his feet, emphatic when he yelled, "Guilty, I am guilty, guilty," during a pre-trial hearing.
Jaws dropped. The judge had never seen this happen. The Crown had never, no one had ever seen this happen.
We speak to Scott Johnson's brother, Steve Johnson, whose three-decade-long fight for justice frequently had him at loggerheads with the police.
From that moment that I received those news articles till Scott White was captured, I never stopped pressing for an investigation.
And we find out who carried out some of these crimes. As we saw in the first season of this podcast, Sydney in the late 1980s and early 1990s was in the grip of an anti-gay murder spree. Gay men were being bashed and violently murdered, and their killers were getting away with it.
Cliffs were the easiest weapon. You didn't have to carry anything with you. All you had to do was go to a certain location and herd someone or push them off the edge.
And we learned about the police resistance to investigating these gay hate crimes, dismissing them as suicides, not just in the 1980s and 90s, but less than 10 years ago.
Just so much evidence that this was an epidemic of violence targeting mostly gay men at that time. And the thread that ran through all of it wasn't a thread at all, it was a superhighway of inaction on the part of the police.
Finally, the reckoning, the court hearings of the Special Commission of Inquiry into Gay Hate Crimes held in 2023, which lifted the lid on what was really going on behind the scenes with the police on the Johnson case, and their re-examination of the murders of John Russell and Ross Warren at Bondi.
An inquiry today found gay men were killed across Sydney, and their deaths, in some cases, were not investigated properly.
Listen to Bondi Badlands wherever you get your podcasts.